Now, business leaders think that Donald Trump's tariffs could have a more severe global impact than the pandemic or the GFC. ASB and Talbot Mills have done a survey of more than 300 Kiwi business leaders, and two-thirds of them say they're really worried about the tariffs. But Ben Speedy of ASB told Kerry Woodham this morning that far fewer businesses have actually taken any action on it.
Whilst two-thirds of companies do understand the challenges around tariffs, only 10% of companies have actually made changes to their business to be able to address this volatility. And so that's what we really encourage businesses to do, is actually to start thinking through that strategy. And
Oliver Hartwich is the New Zealand Initiative Executive Director and with us. Hey, Oliver.
Yeah, good evening, Heather.
I mean, do you think that they're overblowing it, or are they on the money that this is bigger than the pandemic or bigger than the GFC?
I think they're on the money because, I mean, the GFC and the pandemic were over after 3 or 4 years, whereas the destabilization of globalization and tariffs that Trump is imposing, they could actually derail the global economy for decades to come. And there is so much uncertainty about that. I mean, with the pandemic, we knew it was going to be over after a few years. With this tariff uncertainty and, of course, the state of the WTO, which really barely exists anymore, the uncertainty is there for a very long period to come. And I think that's reflected in the poll.
Do you think that he is exporting the idea of the tariffs? As in, do you think people are going to look at this and go, that's a great idea, we should do it too?
No, I don't think so at all. I think for most countries, it is pretty clear that their prosperity is built on trade, and we need free trade to succeed and to be prosperous again. But as long as America, as the world's dominant economy, is pursuing this tariff policy, there will be global repercussions. I think actually, when you look at the poll, it's not so much that we are concerned about the tariffs that we have to pay ourselves. It is actually about the secondary effects where, for example, China is paying massive amounts of tariffs now, and that slows down the Chinese economy, and that has negative impacts on us. So it's a secondary effect and sometimes a tertiary effect. So I think that's reflected in the poll.
There is a proportion of businesses, and it's not insignificant, who think that the tariffs are an opportunity. Do you see that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, there will be some opportunities because it means that for countries that previously couldn't actually, previously traded with the US, can't really trade to the same degree anymore, and they will redirect some of their goods, maybe at cheaper prices to us. So maybe there are some opportunities in there, but overall, of course, the net effect is deeply negative.
Yeah. Now, it's a very small proportion, 10%, who've actually done anything to mitigate the effects. What should these businesses be doing?
Well, it's a very good question. I'm not surprised it's only 10%, because right now you cannot really plan that far ahead. You don't know how to respond because these tariffs change. They change sometimes on a daily basis, depending on the mood of the president. And therefore, it is very hard for businesses to really plan, to adapt, to find different strategies. And I think that's what you see when only 10% say that they've actually made some changes.
Do you not think, Oliver, that we should just take the approach, should the default setting that we have not be Donald Trump is bluffing and he will unwind this?
I'm not so sure he's entirely bluffing. Of course, we have seen a lot of times that he has shown this tackle behavior where he backs down after some pressure from others, but some of the tariffs are there to stay. And actually, we've seen it again today that he's increased the steel and aluminium tariffs. So I don't think he's going completely in reverse now and restore the trade order we had before. So I think it is justified to think that the destabilization of the global trade system will be with us for some time to come.
Oliver, it's good to talk to you, mate. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. Oliver Hartwich, New Zealand Initiative Executive Director.